this time in your morning team show. We still continue to have all the news and the information coming forth that there is following the elections. Just observations that continue, and you're hearing some of the pundits, the analysts and experts and things trying to sort all what the election means. First, let me say, if you're listening to coverage with WSJW, especially on our news updates from 790 and Fox, you may be hearing different ways that the presidential election right now stands, because Fox News has officially called, as well as some other news organizations,
AP
states, while CBS has still got a few states that they are not officially calling themselves.
Right.
So that's just the news organization depends on that, how they're doing things.
Well, from the outset, CBS was more conservative in projecting the number of, the count for each one.
Yeah.
Fox was way out ahead, further announcing them sooner than CBS, let's put it that way.
Right, yeah. If it comes to Arizona, yeah, Fox was the first on Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesday morning, overnight, that's when the AP called Arizona, too. So those two have called it, but I don't think anybody else has
yet. No. So, again, it just...
And they're sticking by it. They haven't retracted it or anything.
Just to let you know, there are, that's why you're hearing some of the differences. We've had a few people wondering why they're hearing this and that. Well, again, the news organizations, and that's why we tell you to seek out different information. From a state perspective... It is interesting. Mr. Biden wins the state, and Senator Peters retains his seat very close. But yet Michigan still has the GOP-led House, which that didn't flip. There was some thought that might have happened. And the Senate wasn't a question, but you have that, and you still have Gretchen Whitmer, of course, she wasn't up for election, but you have the leadership, if you will, in that situation.
Yeah.
And on a national basis, an assumption, I'll just say, it's not official, but should he become president-elect Biden, but the Democrats will still retain control of the House. They lost a couple of seats.
Yeah, they lost some seats, yeah.
And Republicans, looks like they're going to retain control of the Senate.
Very
close.
It depends, because we're waiting on Georgia. We already have one race, one Senate race that will be a runoff. And as the votes continue to come in Georgia, President Trump's lead is shrinking, but so is Senator Perdue's lead. And if he's currently at 50%, if he drops below 50%, that race will be a runoff as well. So you will have two runoffs, and that could get it to 50-50.
It's very, very close. Well, you also have at least one, if not two, independents, but they vote with the Democrats usually.
Right.
So
that's not set in stone just yet, what's happening in the Senate.
It's so close that it could come down to Harris could be deciding some votes.
Yeah,
so
they
come down to 50-50.
Suddenly the vice presidential seat as president of the Senate becomes very, very important.
Right. Yeah.
Which it is at times, not nearly to a situation that it's on a regular basis, if you will.
Yeah, that's right. And let's remember, too, with the Michigan Republicans retaining control of the state house, this is the last time with old district drawings.
Oh, yeah.
Next time we vote in 2022, we will have the new commission-drawn districts. So for both the House and the Senate.
So just a lot of things that are playing out, and people are still trying to unwrap and figure out what it may mean, what it may not mean. For both parties, where there are losses to be having to recognize, there are still victories to be recognized, too, in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one thing that doesn't change with the way this is lining up, gridlock goes on.
Yeah.
It's been going on for years in Washington.
Yeah.
And we said the other day, and I'll say it again, because the other day, as the vote totals came in, you had... again, from a presidential perspective, both candidates receiving over $65 million.
Yeah.
Now you have it where Joe Biden has received the most votes of any presidential candidate up to this point, over 70. And that is more than now Donald Trump
Right.
Because even he has received more, if I'm understanding correctly, than
68 million.
Barack Obama did, which was the previous high.
Yep.
So both candidates are highs as far as receiving presidential votes.
Well, this is an enormous turnout. Yeah, right. It's a huge year.
It is. It is. You just add that all to the conversation and the analyzing going on and what it means. It's still, because of some races that still have to be decided, nobody can really say what it means at this particular point.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, that's all you can
do. That's all you can do. That's all
well,
you can
do. This, at least this won't be the way it looks. It won't be a matter of a disparity between the electoral vote and the popular vote because Biden is leading by about 3 million votes overall, and it looks like he's going to get the electoral college vote as well, so he will have had both of them. It's not like in the past one where one had the popular vote and the other one had the electoral vote.
Yeah.
If that holds true, it would be true. So, yeah, we'll just say that for our listeners who are leaning perhaps one way or another.
Right.
Those who are leaning one way are saying, yep, that's the way it's going to be. And others are saying, it's not official yet.
Right. No, that is true.
And we understand that.
And, you know, look how things have just kind of changed a bit through elections. You know, there was a time when, you know, I don't recall, at least for until the Reagan years, I don't recall when a Republican was getting close in Pennsylvania. And Donald Trump, of course, won in 2016, has a lead right now in Pennsylvania. We'll see what happens in the end. And then I can't remember the last time, probably since Jimmy Carter, that a Democrat has a really good shot at winning Georgia.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's been a while.
From President Carter, who was from Georgia, of course.
Yeah. Right. So it's just kind of, it's not, things are changing a little bit with our electorate.
Those things that are always analyzed, you know, for what it means in this election. But of course, it's always the future elections that now the discussions take place. You hate to say it, even starting today. But once it's all done, those who are in those political machinery are already starting to twist the wheels for the next time.
Wait, are you trying to tell us that the race for 2024 started?
You said 2024. I did not.
It'll start January 21st.
Yeah.
After the official inauguration. Yeah.